The Versiti Blood Center of Wisconsin says it's the exclusive provider of blood and blood products to more than 50 hospitals in 29 counties. Locally, the hospitals include St. Luke's, Children's, and Frederick. The center says it provides more than 230,000 units of blood every year. A unit is roughly 1 pint. The blood center periodically puts out an urgent call for more donors, but Chief Medical Officer Thomas Abshire says he's never seen anything like the current need.
This is unprecedented, and it's unprecedented in the sense that if you remember when there was a hurricane hitting the South or 9/11, that was a localized area of the country. This is globally.
Dr. Abshire says typically the blood center has a 3 to 5 day supply of blood and blood products on hand. But with more than 80 community blood drives canceled in hopes of limiting the spread of COVID-19, he says that means about 3,000 blood donations won't be coming in.
The reason why we're calling this a crisis, we're very concerned about the influx of blood coming in that we need this weekend and in the following week.
Dr. David Margolis is with Children's Hospital and the Medical College of Wisconsin. He says blood units are needed during some types of surgery, and even though some elective surgeries are being postponed, there are trauma cases caused by things like gunshot wounds and car accidents. But Margolis, who cares for children with cancer, says many other patients also have a need for blood products like platelets, the tiny blood cells that help the body form clots to stop bleeding.
One of my bone marrow transplant patients needs a platelet transfusion every 3 to 10 days. Our cancer chemotherapy patients need a red cell transfusion every often 2 to 3 weeks. And that adds up.
Margolis is urging more citizens to donate blood. He says he did so at Versiti this week.
It was safe. I felt good. I had my temperature taken before I walked in, and I had a V8 when I left.
The blood center says taking the temperature is part of additional pre-screening of donors. Other precautions during the coronavirus outbreak include keeping donor beds 6 feet apart or separated by a partition. Only packaged snacks are being served in the building cafe, and the temperature of blood center staff will be checked every day. Other people are donating. That's a machine called an automated blood collection system. During our visit, it was hooked up to a female donor. The blood center's Denise Domboski explains what the machine is doing.
We are pulling a blood draw from her, whole blood, and we are centrifuging and packing just her platelets. It's a draw and return process for about 90 minutes.
The donor seated on a recliner with 2 blankets on her and reading a book is Valerie Sove. She says she donates about every other month because it's the right thing to do.
I have the ability to do it, and it makes a difference for people that need platelets.
Sove says she occasionally feels a little weak after donating platelets, but she says the blood center gives her a soft drink and takes other steps.
They take very good care of me. I get blankets, and if I wanted to, I could have a video screen and watch movies or anything. I just prefer to read a book.
Sove says she realizes that during the COVID-19 outbreak, not everyone feels comfortable or able to make a blood donation. But for those who can,
we all have to take care of each other as a community and as a society.
Chuck Quirnbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Innovation Reporting is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman.